All right, I'm counting us in 3, 2, 1. Welcome to In the Loop with the Soup. I'm Marcy Pfeiffer-Soderblom, VASD's Public Information Officer, here with Dr. Clarity, our superintendent.
How you doing, Marcy?
Well, it is a fabulous wintry Wisconsin day today, so I couldn't be better. Well, for all of our listeners today, we're going to talk with our exceptional facility and event scheduling coordinator, who is very good at what she does. We'll be learning about how we collaborate with our community and other entities on the use of VASD's facilities for meetings, activities, and events that draw people from across the street, across town, and across the nation.
Again, welcome to In the Loop with the Soup. We're super excited to have Janine here with us today, and she does the amazing work of our facility and event scheduling coordinator. And I often think about it. I don't know if you ever watched the Netflix series Better Call Saul.
Mm-hmm.
If not, anytime with facilities, better call Janine. Don't ask anyone else. Better call Janine. And she does a phenomenal job of making sure that every answer is called, every email is taken care of. And when you go out in our community, anyone has had the opportunity to use the phenomenal facilities here in the Vernon School District. They speak very highly and are appreciative of the work that Janine does to make all of it smooth. And there's no easy task. All of our sites, all of our buildings, and you get people from across the nation that want to come to Verona area and use our spaces for a multitude of needs, and you get to control the keys to all of that. So tell us how you do that. But before we do that, just who's the person behind the site? Who's the person behind the phone? Who's the person behind the emails? Just give us a little background of how you got to this spot.
Yeah, for sure. So starting way back when, I grew up playing sports and in athletics, and then I got into my local community recreation department as like a youth coach. So that's kind of how my journey started. I really enjoyed that, so I ended up going to school for recreation and hospitality management.
Excellent.
And then I kind of did a few different things on the private sector. I worked for resort companies, and then I kind of transitioned more into event planning as I learned that I really enjoyed that aspect of hospitality and customer service.
Can you still get me into resorts or no?
Great Wolf Resorts.
Okay.
And then I had the, it was an amazing experience. I worked at South Seas Resort down on Sanibel Island in Florida for a few years.
So. Excellent.
Yeah. So, and then as I transitioned into event planning, I worked down at the UW campus for a few years.
Yeah.
And then I found out about this position, and that's how I landed here.
The main campus in Dane County, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, we're really excited that you made that transition to us, and we just couldn't be happier with you, and not just on the professional side, but you're a highlight to be around when we see you in the office. You're always provide a little light and provide a little inspiration to all of us about how work should be done. So thank you for everything that you do here, serving all of us here in the Vernon School District. So as we think about one of our strategic framework priorities is community collaboration, and a huge piece of that are our partnerships with not just with our local businesses, but all across the state and region, sometimes across the nation as well. And understanding that all the events and opportunities that we have our school day, of course, which is our primary focus, but our buildings are nonstop every single day, and we run them pretty late into the night, and we want that. Our taxpayers have put a lot of investment into our space, and they want the rewards of being able to utilize them in multiple ways. So what are some of the ways that our community, local community, and maybe a little bit broader community uses our spaces?
Yeah, for sure. So I mean there's a plethora of different ways that our residents use our spaces, and then also people outside of our community, and as you mentioned, the broader, you know, nationwide or regional type of events. But it all comes down to everything from we run our own like community education classes and programs. Companies come in and do meetings or training programs, things like that. We do a lot of music events. We have a few local music groups, and then our theater programs. And then we also work with a lot of groups that have very large scale, like cultural celebrations and religious celebrations that they do throughout the year, family reunions, birthday parties, and then, of course, our awesome aquatics facility. So people are in there swimming, doing exercise classes, swim lessons, scuba classes. So there's a whole variety of other opportunities there as well.
Excellent. First of all, anytime you can start a response with plethora, I know it's going to be a great response.
That's one of my big words in my arsenal, so I like to throw that out there to sound smart.
It's one of my favorite, I think. So keep doing it. But how do you keep track of all that? You know, I know you're amazing, but how do you keep track of all those events every single day?
So, I mean, thank gosh for technology, right? Yeah. So, we do have a really great event software that's pretty usual in the event world to have something to help you day to day and organize. So, yeah, we have a software that, you know, has all of our facilities in there and helps me where I could book specific spaces, specific times for specific groups. And that's essentially how I keep track of everything.
So I'm going to throw one out there at you without naming names. Have you gotten a request that just kind of caught you off guard? Like, you want to use our space to do what now?
So when I first started here, I've been here 5.5 years, and I first started and someone wanted to do donkey basketball in one of the gyms. And I actually come from a very small rural town where we actually used to do this. Wow. So I knew what it was about. But when I went to my director, I'm like, hey, this would be like really cool and it's a fundraising opportunity. And he's like, you want to put donkeys on our gym floors that we spend how much money on resurfacing every year? And I'm like, okay, fine. And so, but yeah, that was kind of a funny one for me.
I've actually seen that. They put like little socks things on them so it protects the floors or something.
Probably these days there's ways around that. Yeah. I think back in my day, maybe they didn't worry about that. So it was hooves on wooden floor. So that probably wasn't great.
No, can't do that. I've seen that somewhere recently though. I heard it come up. That's a great example. And definitely that one caught me off guard a little bit as well. So, you know, our facilities, if you just want to just give our audience some of the things that they might not understand that we actually have the ability to host here. I mean, I think people from outside, they see the big physical high school. But if you look at the mini spaces, like how can we help our audience think about future planning if they wanted to contact you and use the spaces? Like, what are some of the things that we can do based off our facilities?
Yeah, so I think some of the options that people don't necessarily know about are kind of two aspects, like that we can handle like business meetings and that. Obviously, we have to do so at certain times, like after school is out, or even during the summer is a really great time to do things like that with companies that want to do additional employee training. And we're such in a great location being in the Madison area that we can pull from a lot of, you know, as like more of a regional hub for people. And we have that technology piece that we can handle too. I mean, we have audio and visual like aids that we can offer, and I actually help with the setups of that and getting people all hooked up with their laptops and everything. So we kind of handle all of the different customer service aspects. We even get into, I can help recommend catering options for lunch or dinner or whatever they're planning for their meeting. And then there's more of the personal side where, like, even our own community members, they might not realize that, hey, if you know, it's January and you have a family birthday, and what do we do if we don't want to be outside? Well, you can come into one of our cafeterias and, you know, throw a potluck and then have the kids play in the gym for an hour. So there's a lot of different opportunities there. We do birthday parties and private rentals in our aquatic center as well, which is becoming more and more popular as people are finding out about that. Yes. So we're booked almost every Saturday, Sunday, if we don't have a large swim meet going on, we're booked for birthday parties.
Wow. It's really exciting. So on the weekends, every once in a while, I'll switch from my home gym and I'll come work out at the high school just for a change of a gym. And there's, especially in the summer, there's always somebody here. So what are some of the people would be surprised to hear have come to Verona Wisconsin to use our spaces. I know we've done pageants and huge national level tournaments, cheer competitions. What are some of those things that we might be surprised to know have happened here?
Yeah, so we've done like state gymnastics, state swim meets. We are looking into this year over at the Redden soccer field here in Verona. They pull in a lot of big tournaments, and those tournaments are continuing to grow. They actually have used our parking lot facilities just for overflow, but now this year they're looking into growing the tournament size. So they're looking to use our field space for the part of their lacrosse tournament, and that pulls all throughout the Midwest. I'm not sure the exact range of how national that goes, but they're looking at bringing in a lot of teams. And again, the summertime is always a perfect time for us because we don't have school going on every single day. We obviously have to work around our summer school schedule. But yeah, it's always great to see those big meets come in. We've done judo competitions. As you mentioned, we did the Miss Wisconsin pageant. And as people continue to find out about us, you know, those opportunities grow and we always have different requests coming in.
What's been the funnest one for you?
Probably the coolest one is actually one I hadn't even mentioned yet, was the Dairyland Games.
Yeah.
Which is, there's an actual Madison hub for that where they do adaptive sports. Mm-hmm. They do powerlifting, swimming, and track and field. And they started coming to us, I think this is going to be our fourth year with them. And that's just such a cool opportunity for athletes, where this is what they host in Verona at our high school is a qualifying meet to go on to Summer Olympics. So some of the athletes we're seeing here in Verona have been to Tokyo and Paris. And so it's just a really awesome event to be around.
Oh, yeah. I got to experience that last year. I got to stop in. It's just phenomenal athletes, great support, really good fans. There, everyone supporting. Then I did get to catch someone that was on TV a little bit later over in Paris. I was like, I just saw you.
Yeah.
And so that those connections are really cool.
Yeah.
So we know you lead this work, and a lot of times it's as a lead, it can feel like a team of one, but you do have people around you that support your work. So who we want to recognize out there that also supports this work and helps us make sure that these facilities are ready for you and for the scheduling and everything's ready to go?
Yeah, for sure. I always kind of call myself, I'm air traffic control for the district, but it takes a village to put on these huge events. And obviously a lot of it falls on the actual coordinators of the external coordinators of the event, but I couldn't do what I do or anything without our amazing custodial team.
Yes.
At every single building, they always step up to the plate. They're willing to do anything to accommodate a group and to help me help them, you know, coordinate everything from staffing for the special event to, you know, bringing in extra staff like late in the evenings to do cleanup or very early in the mornings to do cleanup before our next event. And we're just going, especially at our high school and middle schools, we're going back-to-back events on some of these weekends. So it's grueling work, but I cannot give a large enough shout out to how amazing our teams are.
Excellent. And you know, we take such pride in supporting our students here, but our facilities mean the world to us as well. And so if you're interested in using, so what are some of the rules that right off the bat you want people to know? You have to have these expectations to be able to use any of our spaces so they kind of know what they're walking into.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I guess the biggest thing is like how we prioritize the different requests that come in. Like, we always want to obviously prioritize our students and staff and their needs. And then, kind of the next grouping is our own Verona VASD residents.
Yeah.
And then it kind of goes out from there, like extended community and then regional, national. So that's kind of how we prioritize the different events. But then, you know, just getting their requests in, and then I work with them one-on-one to see, you know, if we can accommodate their request and based on what their needs are for both space, technology, things like that.
Excellent. I mean, the capacity, sometimes We get through and all of our parking spots are full, and we have a lot of parking space here. Yeah. So what are some of the largest events? And I mean, obviously it's not going to be an exact number, but what are some of the capacity numbers that you've seen that you're just like, wow, we just held this number of people and this number of contestants in our spaces?
Yeah, probably the biggest event that we do and now on an annual basis is the Girls on the Run 5K.
Got it.
It's always in the spring, like spring, summer. There are upwards of like 2,000 runners that participate in that at our high school. And then with all the parents and grandparents and friends and family spectators, I mean, we're upwards of 3,500 people on campus during that event. And they are all around our grounds because of the route that the girls take for their run. And then it ends on our football field and fills our stands. And that's always a huge one and takes a lot of volunteers and a lot of people and a lot of custodial to be able to, you know, make that event safe and successful.
Absolutely. So as you know, I have the honor of serving on the Chamber of Burnett Area Chamber of Commerce Board. And we often, a lot of our discussions are around the partnership between the Burnett Area School District and the city and how it directly impacts commerce. And, you know, especially with food, housing, and things of that nature. And they always want, every time they say, tell Janine, thank you. Because, as you just mentioned, those 3,500 people are going to go eat somewhere.
Yeah.
And those 3,500 people are going to stay in the hotels.
Yep.
And they're going to shop in the shops, and they're going to, hopefully they come and they fall in love with the place. I might want to move here one day and have this. So there's such an impact that directly connects how we function as a city and our municipalities as well. So, yes, it's the space in the school, but the direct economic value, it really cascades throughout the city. And so that's why we talk about community collaboration. It's not just about the financial piece. We have a lot of pride in our city, and we want to make sure that people come here and they say, yeah, let's go back to Verona area because we're treated well. It's a great, clean space. It's a safe space. And, we can have a lot of fun. I think people are really doing this stuff to have a lot of fun and support their families. So as you think about your partnership with the city and how it supports that work, is there anything you would add to that piece of the conversation?
Yeah, I work really closely with the chamber and the tourism coordinator, Allison Plumer, in Verona. And then beyond that, I work closely with the team over at the Madison Sports Commission, which they're their own entity of the chamber that just focuses on athletic tournaments. And they're trying to bring business into the Madison area. And now, especially now that we have the new beautiful facilities at the high school, and also because we've hosted all these big state and regional meets, word is spreading. And they're, seeing Verona on a map and everything that we can offer, like you said, with, the several hotels that we have now in the area and all the different places people can eat. That is huge to families when they're sitting at an all-day tournament with their kids and now they're hungry and need a place to go and, they're not going to run into issues. They need it to be quick and efficient so that it can get back to the next game. So I think Verona's really awesome that way that we can, there's so many facets to our community that we can handle these big events. And then, like you said, it's just such a positive impact to the economy in this area too.
Absolutely. And then right across the street from the high school literally is a global corporation in the form of Epic, and we do some partnerships with them as well to be able to when they have major events, they kind of overload their parking as well.
Yeah.
And and we're able to partner with them. But how's the partnership with Epic and how has that enhanced your work?
Yeah, I actually work quite a bit with some Epic groups. They have a lot of staff that do, volleyball leagues and different things. So they have different employees that reach out to me personally, to rent our spaces for their, just to have fun after work and something to do, socially for them. And then, like you said, Epic just brings such a great partnership, where sometimes we need to use their spaces, but then we're also offering up our parking lots when they have the huge trainings come into town and they need extra space.
Excellent. So as we think about our last few minutes here, and now we've got everybody fired up and ready to go. Everybody's on their way to the Verona area, and your email basket should be full by the time you get back downstairs.
Okay, right? Great. Yep.
Yeah. So for everyone, how do they get started? What's their first step to be able to start the rental process and go from start to an ending event?
Sure. So, I mean, the first step is going on our website and filling out our facility request form. Okay. It's a pretty user-friendly form, and they can inform me on, you know, dates they're looking at, facilities, and kind of what they're doing. And then I take that and I work with them one-on-one on, you know, figuring out, you know, the best space for them, what we can accommodate, again, their technology needs, all of that. Or if it's an athletic team, like what gym space might work best for you? Or if it's a swim team, which pool might work best for you? And then again, I really like to personalize it to each person. If they don't know what they're looking for and they're just wanting to ask a question, obviously they can just email or call me, and I'm happy to work through that with them.
Excellent. And so for those bigger, heavy regional or national sizes, like how far out should people start to think about doing the planning for those facilities?
Yeah, there? For some of those bigger events, obviously, you know, it takes, again, like I said, a village to plan those. So typically those type of events are looking more a year to 2 years out. And our policy within our district is, you know, if it's a large scale event over 500 people, that we can, you know, book in advance. Otherwise, we try to keep those timelines a little tighter to make sure that we're always prioritizing our students and staff needs. But yeah, we're already planning out to 2026, 2027 for some of those big tournaments.
Excellent. Yeah. That sounds exciting. All right, what's the next big event that we're looking forward to?
Probably the next big event is actually one we're running here in the district, which is the Youth Kids Triathlon.
Yeah, that's the one.
It's the first time we're doing it here in Verona, so we're super excited about it. A lot of other communities around already do an event like this. I'm working with Sydney Peach, our community education coordinator, and also our aquatics director, Deb Bossingham, who thankfully has a lot of experience with kids triathlon. So I think it's going to be an amazing event. And we're working with some really great leaders in the community to make this happen, because it's going to be such a great opportunity for the community as well.
And they're doing all three. They're going to do the water, running, and biking?
Yes. Excellent. Yep. All three.
Excellent.
Yep.
Excellent.
At the Verona Area High School.
Wow. I got tired just talking about it. Well, we definitely want to thank you so much for giving us some time here on In the Loop with the Soup, just helping our community understand the wonderful opportunities and get to know you, the person behind the scenes that really allows everything to function for us. So we want you to be a Wildcat for life and continue to enjoy your work here in the Verona Area School District. Thanks for being on the show.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thanks for being with us today, Janine. And it's always amazing when I hear Janine talk about all these events, and what we really hope that people take away is their memories of the event. And Janine and all the other folks who work to make the events possible, make that happen. Folks aren't worried thinking about parking or technology or if bathrooms are clean or garbage cans are emptied, because they're taking care of all of that while you enjoy your event. So thank you for that. And listeners, if you have ideas for future podcast episodes, email them to vasdinfo@verona.k12.wi.us. And we'll see you next time on In the Loop with the Soup.